The U.S.-funded global drug war has claimed the lives of up to 6,000 people in the Philippines in 2016 alone. As its president, military and state-sponsored citizens continue to round up and execute without trial all people suspected of selling drugs, using drugs, and this includes their family members, including children. USA Inc. provides the Philippine government with tens of millions of U.S. tax dollars specifically earmarked to enforce U.S. drug policy in the Philippines. The United States has only once publicly scolded the president of the Philippines for the mass murders taking place. CEO-elect Donald Trump reportedly called the Filipino president and told him what a great job he was doing murdering his own people. In 2011, the Obama administration, including the Clinton-led State Department, the CIA, and other intelligence agencies, pushed fake news through their corporate news assets that the murdered leader of U.S. ally Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, was killing his own people. What really happened was U.S.-backed rebels were robbing, raping, and killing Libyan citizens and African immigrants in Benghazi, and the Libyan government was responding to the threat. All the U.S.-based Alphabet networks helped push unverified reports that Gaddafi was so-called killing his own people. This week, outgoing CEO Obama went on a corporate news comedy program to push fake news about Russians hacking the 2016 election instead of taking actions on the Philippine citizens being murdered by the thousands by their own U.S.-backed government. The incoming Trump administration has already endorsed the genocide taking place in the Philippines. People concerned about their tax dollars funding the current Filipino genocide taking place should contact their local board members of USA Inc. and demand an end to military aid to the Philippines. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio news commentary. Join me for a regular broadcast at BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.